Now to London, which holds a famous race on the River Thames this weekend. Thousands of spectators will line the banks to watch the annual event. But there's more to worry about than who will win, as NPR's Lauren Freyer explains.
And Oxford Arkon, they're throwing everything at this year. It's going to be a narrow victory for Cambridge.
The University Boat Race is the biggest rowing event on the River Thames, pitting Oxford against Cambridge.
And again, all smiles.
Fantastic race.
The tradition is for the winning team to splash into the water at the finish line. But this year, they're being urged not to because of dangerously high levels of E. coli bacteria. This is not a fluke of nature.
Sewage spills by water companies into rivers and seas in England.
Government data out this week show raw sewage spills doubled here last year. Charities have cropped up across the UK with names like Surfers Against Sewage. Oxford's rowing coach calls pollution in the Thames, where his team is competing this weekend, a national disgrace. Environmentalists say this began back in 1989.
Where is it? Water privatisation, I believe, will go very successfully indeed.
When then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher started privatising the UK's public utilities. The country's water companies are now owned in part by the Abu Dhabi Sovereign Wealth Fund, a Hong Kong billionaire, and US investors. Over the years, they've extracted tens of billions in dividends while skimping on improvements to Victorian-era sewage pipes. And in the case of Thames Water, the country's biggest water company, serving a quarter of UK households, they ran the company into the ground. Its chief executive, Chris Weston, told local TV that Thames Water is now broke and has to get money from somewhere. So
the plans that we have put forward, which are very much in accordance with what customers are asking us to do, require an investment of around £20 billion, and that would result in a bill rise of around 40%.
A 40% rise in customers' bills during the country's worst cost of living crisis since World War II. Fergal Sharkey is a former punk rock singer who's become one of the UK's most prominent clean water activists, and he is irate, telling the BBC,
"We have already provided all of the funding to water companies for 33 years for them to build a properly functioning sewage system. The question we should be asking is, where's our money gone? What has happened to it? And when can we get a refund?"
The country's biggest water utility may have to be nationalised in the coming weeks. And this weekend, instead of a victory splash after their race in the River Thames, rowers are being asked to visit a disinfecting station at the finish line. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.